Julio Morales began working on the Alaska Rangers fish processing line earlier this month. So did his cousin, Byron Carrillo, who was one of the four men who died after the ship sank on Easter Sunday. In sworn testimony to a Marine Board of Investigation in Unalaska this Sunday, Morales said that alcohol use had been an issue on the factory trawler. Early in his testimony, he leveled his most serious allegation, that the Alaska Rangers chief engineer was intoxicated when the ship went down.
I went in the water with the chief engineer. I think his last name is Cook. I can see he was drunk.
Morales was talking about Daniel Cook, one of the four men whose bodies were recovered after the ship sank. He said he didn't actually see Cook drinking, but he told investigators that he could smell alcohol in the chief engineer's breath when the two men were floating near each other in the water after abandoning ship.
He had a heavy alcohol breath, and he touched my leg and he says, "Everything's going to be okay."
Testifying for a second time on Sunday, First Assistant Engineer James Madruga told the board that he had gone overboard with Cook as the Alaska Ranger sank. Under questioning by Coast Guard Captain Mike Rand, Madruga said he saw no evidence that Cook was intoxicated.
Did you smell alcohol on the chief engineer?
No, and I was face-to-face with him talking.
Madruga also said Cook was on several medications that he would have known not to mix with alcohol. During his testimony, Morales said he had seen people drinking or drunk on the boat several times during the less than 3 weeks he had been on the vessel. In one incident, two other processors were allegedly drinking in their room on the ship and invited him to join them, an invitation he said he declined. Under a cross-examination by an attorney for Boat Owner Fishing Company of Alaska, Morales conceded that he had never actually seen anyone with a bottle of alcohol on board the ship. He said the drinking he did see was done from cups containing a clear liquid he thought was probably vodka. Onboard alcohol use is not an uncommon problem in Alaska's fishing industry. Like most fishing boat owners, Fishing Company of Alaska has a strict no-tolerance policy regarding alcohol and drug use on its ships. Both Morales and Madruga testified that the company had recently fired an employee working on the Alaska Ranger, who had berated Morales and another employee while visibly drunk when the ship was docked in Dutch Harbor. It's illegal for licensed on-duty crew members to drink at sea, but Captain Rand with the Coast Guard said that what's less clear is whether that prohibition would extend to unlicensed processors on a vessel like the Alaska Ranger.
If this had been an inspected vessel, it would be quite clear. But in the regulations as they apply to uninspected vessels are slightly different and, like I say, need some interpretation.
Although Morales said he was concerned that people were drinking, he didn't directly blame anyone's intoxication for the ship sinking. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.